Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Rusty Kuntz. Batting second. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravec. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting second. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The DH, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ron Guidry. And now, play ball. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravec fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles moves to third. Cerrone moves to second. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nettles scores. One out. It's 1-0, Yankees. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-1 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister, who is chasing the ball. Randolph reaches third base with a triple. Cerrone scores. It's 2-0, Yankees. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Randolph scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Yankees. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-1 in the game. Watson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravec fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-1 in the game. Koontz takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravec fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 1 in the game. Kim hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Lemon scores. It's 3-2, Yankees. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to third. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Koontz strikes out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella, who is chasing the ball. Nordhagen reaches third base with a triple. Bannister goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Nordhagen scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kuntz. Piniella reaches second base with a double. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Piniella moves to third. Soderholm moves to second. Mike Proley now pitching. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Rick Cerrone. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Piniella tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 4, Yankees, 4. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Oates now catching. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 2 in the game. Kim hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kim. The throw from Oates and he is out, Randolph applying the tag. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Randolph hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kuntz who is chasing the ball. Randolph reaches third base with a triple. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randolph scores. It's 5-4, Yankees. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 3 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Watson moves to second. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Brown now playing left field. Rich Gossage now pitching. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Rusty Kuntz. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Wayne Nordhagen. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires pinch runs for Lamar Johnson. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Oates and he is out, Stanley applying the tag. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Morrison hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Thad Bosley now playing right field. Mike Squires now playing first base. Rich Wortham now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Soderholm moves to second. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to second for the out. Soderholm moves to third. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. Oates moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Yankees, 6. Ed Farmer now pitching. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 2-for-4 in the game, with two triples. He's got one RBI. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards second. Morrison scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington pinch hits for Bruce Kim. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gossage, and towards Randolph, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Marv Foley now catching. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Foley and he is safe. Jones steals second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-4 in the game. Watson strikes out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jackson is walked intentionally. Bobby Mercer pinch hits for Bobby Brown. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer pinch hits for Eric Soderholm. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Mercer now playing left field. Tom Underwood now pitching. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Bosley moves to second. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson fields it and throws to third for the out. Bannister moves to second. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Molinaro moves to third. It's 7-6, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 4 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Nettles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 7, Yankees, 7. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 1 in the game. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 1 RBI. Randolph hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops it up and throws to first, with Underwood covering, for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 5 in the game. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bosley takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bosley. The throw from Oates and he is safe. Bosley steals second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Molinaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bosley moves to third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Squires bunts towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. Bosley scores. Molinaro moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-7, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Randy Scarberry now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 7. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.